Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler and you're listening to Vivid Life Radio. This morning my guest is Nicole Zekas. She's a co-founder of The Unguarded Heart. She's also a blogger, motivational speaker, and women's empowerment coach who shares her own personal stories of challenge and triumph, inspiring others to do the same. Like many other women Nicole is connected with, she struggled to find her true voice and embrace the parts of her that made her who she is today. And going through her own transformation journey and discovering the beauty of empowerment and vulnerability, Nicole created a sacred space and community at the Unguarded Heart for women so they too could fall in love with themselves and recognize their own strengths and live from their heart. I'm looking forward to my conversation with Nicole. I've gotten to know her personally and have seen her not only grow in her own life, but really, really, really make a difference in those around her. So good morning, Nicole. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Pam. I'm really happy to be here.
Good. And I love that word vulnerability. And I know that you and I both share a great love for the author Brené Brown, and she uses that word quite a bit, and I think there's a lot behind that word, so I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, uncovering and discovering what that word means to you.
Yes, it's such a powerful word and one that people fear, but in reality, it is the thing that connects us all, and so embracing vulnerability is such a beautiful and powerful thing.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the period of time in your life where you were struggling to find peace within yourself. You know, we all tend to, at times, wear a social mask where, you know, on the outside we appear to have it all together. We appear to have the perfect life, and I think social media has really kind of helped people to be able to embellish the good in their lives without sharing the bad in their lives. So can you just share a little bit of that period of time in your life where you were struggling to find that peace?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny that you say the social mask, because that's something that I can relate to. You know, being in the younger generation, I was a social butterfly. I have a lot of friends. And while on the outside I was smiling and happy and positive, I felt in the inside, there was just something really missing. And I was constantly looking for something outside of myself to truly fulfill me, whether that be my family and the expectations I had for them, the relationships, the men that I dated. Nothing ever seemed good enough. And I was always looking for kind of the next fix, so to speak, in terms of whether it be a relationship, moving to a new city, a job, what have you.
And I think that that's, you know, I think that's common, Nicole. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, it's a little bit scary to take that mask off, and it's a little bit scary to kind of to dive in and really get to know yourself. So looking for external satisfaction, when I get that job, when I have that car, when I have that house, you know, then I'll be happy. And then people get all those things and they're still not happy. So were you finding that you were striving for this and that and still couldn't find the peace within?
Yes, absolutely. I graduated from grad school. I had a job with IBM. I thought I had it all. I moved to Chicago and I lived in this amazing city and made an amazing life for myself there. And then a couple years into that, I was just like, I'm not fulfilled, and what's the next best thing, and I'm still not happy, and I need to be closer to my family to really feel that fulfillment. And then I moved to Florida thinking that was going to solve my problem, so to speak. Not that we need to be fixed, but in my head I was like, I had a problem and I needed to fix it. And I came here and I felt the same exact way. Being around my family and being close to home still wasn't fulfilling me.
So then what was it that kind of precipitated you to make a change? And what was that change? Because, you know, I know who you are today, and I know that you're very grounded, very fulfilled, very happy, and, you know, really have found that peace within yourself. So how did you get from point A to point B?
Well, really, I was blaming. I found myself blaming a lot of people for what was happening to me. It was very easy to put the blame on everybody else and not look at myself. And I didn't even realize I was doing that. And I blamed, you know, my father. I blamed my family. I blamed, you know, the men in my life. And but what happened was I started to really start to hear a voice inside of me that was kind of saying, something's just not right, Nicole. You know, you're looking for this outside gratification, and it's not happening. You know, what is going on? You really need to figure that out. And so I was listening to this inner voice, and two friends of mine had told me about a personal development course. And I'd been to therapy my whole life, and they had said, this is different. This is an opportunity for you to really find out more about your life and what's happened to you, and kind of pinpoint some of the things that have affected you and how it's affecting your relationships, and finding this self-love that I was really looking for other people to fulfill.
And were you open to something like that? Because, you know, that's kind of a scary, that's definitely putting yourself in that vulnerable position, you know, going from the victim mode, feeling sorry for yourself all the time to, wow, I'm going to take this course. That's really going to make me take a hard look at myself so that maybe I'm not able to blame people. So how did that feel to you at that moment?
It was scary. It was very scary for me. But I at the time I just said, you know, I'm open to this because I know that, and something inside me said there's more to life than just this, you know, rat race, this mundane type of existence. And I really had the urge to feel more. And I said, I'm just tired of doing the same thing over and over. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I was driving myself crazy. And I said, I needed this. Like, it was just something that said, I'm ready.
So you really kind of just felt that in your gut, asking yourself, you know, is this the right thing for me? And it did feel good.
Yeah, it was in alignment with me. It was just something that was like, yes, you need to do something completely outside of yourself, something completely out of your comfort zone to shake you up and really open your eyes and your world to a whole new perspective.
Well, that's very admirable. A lot of people would tend to run and hide and not jump in there like that. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and when we get back, we're going to talk about how you took that jump, how you found that strength and took the jump that changed your life. So stay tuned. This is Pam Butler. You're listening to Return to Life.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler, guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and I am talking to my guest, Nicole Zekas. And Nicole was sharing with us how she had a period of time in her life where she was feeling very unsettled and not at peace within herself. So, Nicole, you set the story up great, and now let's kind of shift into your aha moment, shift into that, okay, I'm gonna jump. I'm going to take a leap of faith and enrolling in that course that was life-changing for you.
Yeah, I was ready at that point. I mean, it was not the easiest decision. It took me 6 months to actually make that decision and decide to fully enroll in that course. But what I realized was I needed the change, and something kept telling me. So I enrolled, and it was a personal development course called the Living Course. And it was such a life-changing experience because it pointed out to me the way I was living in such a victim mentality. Everything was happening again to me. Everybody was doing things to me. It was poor me. I come from divorce. I don't have anybody that loves me. And it was easy to just stay stuck in this habitual story over and over and over again. And taking that course gave me that aha moment of like, wait a second, you are an empowered person. You have the ability to make your life whatever it is you want it to be. And that's really what started the shift.
So, Nicole, what was the name of the course again? And you know, because I want to give our listeners information on, you know, the course that you took or perhaps books or online webinars that maybe you have taken that you have found effective and successful for you. So what was the name of that course?
It's called the Living Course, and it's here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it's one weekend, an intensive weekend. And it really just was an opportunity to really focus and face things that have happened in my life that I didn't get the chance to really work through.
Right. So you went from the victim mode to taking responsibility for yourself and your actions. And you know, that's another point that we can kind of talk about is taking action, because so many people, you know, they have good intentions to try, but that's as far as they go, is the intention and the trying, but they never literally take the action step and step into their power. So how do you guide people to, you know, in your empowering courses now, and you're teaching people and helping women to step into their power, how do you help people take action?
Well, it's funny. There's the dreamers and the doers, and the dreamers are wonderful, and then there's the ones that take action. And truthfully, we obviously all have a story in our mind. It's a feeling of fear that we're not good enough. And it's just a story. It's not a reality. And so what was so amazing for me was that you can either keep it as a dream or you can actually test it. And so for me, even with the empowerment, once I went through this personal development course, I started investing in myself a lot more because it was just so beneficial to keep this momentum going and to see the change and be a part of it. And then once I realized I wanted to give back to other women who were probably in the same situation as me, you know, I had a life coach. I had gone to a lot of seminars and workshops. My life coach had said to me, Nicole, so why don't you just test it? You know, why don't you just try it out? Like, do something that's outside of your comfort zone. It's a little bit edgy, but it's not to the point of freaking you out. But just try it out. Just test it out. And that's exactly what I did. I took two friends of mine who decided to just volunteer their time and do an empower hour with me. And that started to create my business now of coaching and making a difference. And I just needed to test it out.
Right. So, you know, I think baby steps are always good advice. You know, kind of starting small, surround yourself. You know, it's important, and I've talked to other guests about this, it's important who you surround yourself with, and surrounding yourself with like-minded people, surrounding yourself with people that are going to support what you have to say and not judge you. So, you know, I kind of feel like you began to build your tribe. So how did you do that? How did you find your people?
Well, it's funny. Once that personal development course changed my life, so to speak, it was this awareness came about, and I started getting in touch with my inner voice and what felt right for me. And it's so important to really sit with that and take moments. I know you're big into meditation, obviously, whether that's meditation or sitting in silence and really just like listening to what feels yummy and goody and good vibration for you. And so I was starting to do that after this course. And, you know, I obviously started to work with a life coach after that. And I started to reach out to people in the community that had this like-mindedness, like you said, who I could be vulnerable with, but in a safe place. And I think that's the biggest thing, too, about vulnerability and embracing it. It's embracing it when, and Brené Brown talks about this also, it's like you don't just say it to anybody, but you create this sacred space. And so I was surrounding myself with people that allowed me to embrace this vulnerability and to really connect with them, that it just propelled me even further. I felt so at ease, and I felt comfortable in my own skin, and I was getting to know myself with these people because they created that safe container.
And you're finding that people are resonating to the information that you have to share. How do you help women that feel that they're not at peace, that feel unsettled, maybe a little bit lost, maybe a little bit alone, maybe living without purpose, looking for fulfillment outside of themselves? What are some steps that you teach people on how to connect with the purpose, connect with the love within themselves?
Well, first things first, if they're feeling that way, I always suggest them doing something that's a little bit outside of their comfort zone that they might not typically do. So if that's taking the personal development course that I suggested, or perhaps, you know, they see that, oh, Nicole's hosting an Empower Hour, I'm going to check that out, or I'm going to go try to do meditation or take a meditation course, doing something that is kind of calling to them, that is, there's a little curiosity there that can pinpoint perhaps, you know, or maybe strike up some emotion within them that could actually pinpoint maybe what it is that they're feeling. But really, it's getting outside of their comfort zone and doing something that could actually create some sort of aha moment for them.
And what kind of books or what kind of courses do you suggest for people?
So I'm a big Brené Brown fan. I have all of her books. So Daring Greatly is an amazing book. I also have it's called, and my life coach has provided some of these as well for me, It's called The Empowerment Dynamic. It's called TED. It's a very short book, but it really discusses how you can shift from a victim mentality to an empowered mentality. And while you might not be able to go to a course, it's kind of similar where you're making that shift from victim to empowerment.
Right. So, you know, you've talked a lot about Brené Brown, and I'm a huge Brené Brown fan, but for those listeners that may not know who she is, can you talk a little bit about her work and why it resonates with you, why you like it, you know, so why someone might want to pick up one of her books?
Well, the one thing that I think is so relatable about Brené Brown, she's a professor. She obviously does a lot of research on connection and vulnerability. And if you haven't seen her TED Talk on vulnerability, I highly recommend it. But the beauty about Brené Brown and her work is that she is extremely relatable, and she talks about her life just as much as anybody else is. So she's going through the same things as everybody else is. And it's just something that allows me to connect to her. And she discusses the beauty of feeling. I think that's the biggest thing about vulnerability. We all have emotions, and we should strive to embrace them. You know, we're never going to feeling. And really owning that, really allowing ourselves to go there, that's the beauty of vulnerability. And that's what allows everybody to connect, whether it's a romantic relationship, a family relationship or not. And so she just really discusses, in even her book, Daring Greatly, pushing yourself to show the world yourself in a full way, because all it's going to do is going to create such fulfillment in all of your relationships.
All right. So I think it sounds to me that the fact that Brené is willing to be open and vulnerable in her writings and her TED Talk, that kind of gives you permission to be vulnerable. And I think, you know, that's an important thing to talk about, Nicole, because when we're able to take the mask off ourselves, that allows other people to take the mask off too. So being brave in being vulnerable, I think, is a very important part.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I do with my women. I don't post just happy-go-lucky types of information. I post the moments where I'm struggling and I don't have an answer and I don't know what to do, and I'm trying to find it in that moment. And I really show parts of me that are not just the social mask that I used to portray, but rather the real parts of me that show I do have feelings of anger or sadness or shame, and it's okay. And I think that gives a lot of other women and a lot of other people the permission, like you said, to feel those emotions as well and share them too.
Absolutely. And that's very, very brave to be able to do that. So we at Vivid Life, we have a campaign that we're running right now. And a question that I'd like to ask you is, what does your vivid life look like to you?
What does my vivid life look like to me? Well, my vivid life definitely looks like a world with endless possibilities. There's no limit to what can happen. There's connection and growth and vulnerability and love and compassion. There's just an opportunity to have such a beautiful life by being fully and truly yourself, living from the authentic person that you are.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And I see you living that way. You know, again, I know you personally, and I know you from social media, and I really admire the steps that you've taken to look within yourself, to find that peace, to find that fulfillment, and now to not only have that within yourself, but wanting to share and help other women find that. I mean, talk about giving back and really stepping into your power. I give you so much credit for that, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Pam. It's been a beautiful journey. Everything was welcomed. The frustration, the sadness, the anger, all those feelings, it's what makes the journey so incredibly beautiful and powerful.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me this morning on the show. You can follow Nikko on Twitter at NIKKO1202. Nikko is also on Facebook. Her last name is spelled XIQUES. So I encourage you to follow Nikko and continue on her journey with her as she empowers women and continues to help people step into their own power. You can also visit my website, returntolife.com. I am having a giveaway right now of Deepak Chopra's book, Super Genes. I have 4 autographed books from Deepak that I will randomly be giving away to people that come to my website and fill out their name and email address. Winners will be announced May 1st. So hop on over to my website, returntolife.com. Thank you for listening this morning. I look forward to having you back next week. This is Pam Butler on Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. Thank you.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before.